South Scaling Period, Basement of Gimel, Until Period, Basement of Vol. We've already seen that a metal item whose identity is totally defined by the larger kli to which it is attached. And that's really just a sign for the fact that it's not a kli in and of itself, but rather it's a secondary part of something larger. Something else which is more of the primary kli. An item like that, if it's not attached to the rest of the kli, then it cannot become tomei, because it's not significant enough to be considered a kli if it's not actually attached to the rest of the main kli. That having been said, if it's able to hold and contain things, then it would be able to become tomei even when it is not attached to the rest of the kli. And because of that, kisui teni shel mateches shel balabatim, a metal cover of a teni, which is a kind of container, if it is the type that is used by non-professionals, then Rabban Gamliel metame. Rabban Gamliel says that it can become tome, even though its primary use is just as a lid of the container. So it's considered to be something which is secondary, and its entire identity is based on the rest of the kli. Nevertheless, since this lid does have a sort of groove in the top of it, such that it can contain things, that gives it enough significance to be considered a kli. However, v'chachom metarin, the chachom say that it will always remain pure, and it cannot become tome, since in reality this is not a common way of using the lid, and it's therefore not enough to give the lid the status of a kli. Of course, when it is attached to the rest of the kli, then it can become tome just like the rest of the kli. The Mishnah gives a similar example of the same concept. Hadeles shebamigdol, a metal door of a closet, shebalabatim, which is used by people at home, is not used as part of any professional work. The Mishnah says, tohira, it cannot become tome, because once again, it's totally identified, and its function is just to be the door of the closet, but by itself, it's not considered to be significant enough at all for it to be a kli, and also can't hold anything. However, v'shal reifim, the metal door of a closet which is used by doctors, tamei, that can become tamei, because he would use the door itself for many different things, such as hanging different items on it, and more, so that gave the door itself significance in and of itself, apart from the fact that it was something which closed the closet. Hayituchim, tongs, which are made of metal, of course, and are used to hold silver when the silver is being heated up to a very high temperature in order to form it into a particular shape. Those metal tongs, even though they can't contain anything, they're made of metal, and they have a unique purpose to themselves, so obviously it can become tome. However, vaparochin, this is a kind of metal tool which is similar to tongs, just that it is loosely attached to the side of an oven and is used to hold pots and move around the pots in the oven. And since the oven itself is fixed to the ground and therefore it can't be considered a kli that can become tome, so too this metal tool which is loosely attached to the oven has that same status as something whose function is used together with the ground and that which is attached to it, and therefore it also cannot become tome. Akrav Beis Chabad, a metal hook which is attached to the end of the wooden beam in an olive press, tamei, that can become tamei, although it's attached to the end of the wooden beam, and the wooden beam cannot become tamei because it's not able to hold anything, and wood can only become tamei if it can hold things, if it can contain things inside of it. Nevertheless, since the hook wasn't part of the olive press itself, and it had its own use to hang things on that hook, it's not considered to be totally secondary to the wooden beam, and therefore the metal hook can become tome. However, v'unklish baksolim, a metal hook which is attached to a wall which is fixed to the ground, to hire, that cannot become tome, since just like the wall is attached to the ground, this item which is attached to the wall also cannot be considered a kli, since it's also considered to be fixed to the ground. Mishnah Dalet, Masmer Hagora, a nail or a pin of somebody who lets blood, he takes blood from a person's arm, even though it can't contain anything because it's made out of metal, tome can become tome. Vishal Evin Shoy, Hashois, a metal nail or pin which is part of a sundial, the nail would remain in exactly the same position all day, and just based on the shadows which came from the sun, they would be able to tell the time. But since the nail is supposed to just remain there, and the nail itself doesn't really do anything, it therefore cannot become tome, and tohar would always remain pure. However, Rabbi Tzadik with tame, Rabbi Tzadik says that it can become tome, since it's true that it remains in the same position, but it is performing a function of allowing you to tell the time, and that gives it enough significance to be considered a kli. When somebody would weave, they would usually use thread which was wrapped around a sort of wooden cylinder shape which was hollow in the inside, and there would be a metal stick which went through that hollow wooden cylinder, and they would unravel part of the thread and use that thread to weave. So the question is the main part of that which is holding the thread considered to be this metal stick, or perhaps it's the wooden cylinder which the metal stick goes through? The Mishnah says that the main part is considered to be the metal because that's longer, that's the main thing which holds the thread, and because of that, Masmer Hagardi, a nail or this metal stick, really, of a weaver, Tome, that can become Tome. The Orange Lagarosis and a kind of box, a cupboard, used by people who grind beans in order to store their beans. This was a kind of box which they would very, very rarely move. Unless they needed to repair it for whatever reason, it would always remain in the same place, mainly because it was extremely heavy. I'm going to learn later on in the Masechta that something that cannot be moved cannot become Tome. Now, this item can be moved, but it wasn't really supposed to and never really was. So Rabbi Tzadik, with Tami, Rabbi Tzadik says that it can become Tomei because at the end of the day, it's a wooden item that has a container, and it is possible to move it, and on a rare occasion, it was moved in order to repair it. However, V'chachom Tarin, the Chachomim say that it cannot become Tomei because it was very rarely moved. Hoysa Agolos Shelosh Mateches, if its wagon on which this box was placed, if that was made out of metal, and therefore doesn't have to be able to contain anything, Tomei, then it can become Tomei. And we're not talking about a wagon that was made to move the item. Like we mentioned, the item was never supposed to be moved. We're rather talking about a wagon that was the base of this box, and since it performed a function which was different to the box itself, it was the base of the box, Tomei, it can become Tomei. Perek Hey, although in general a nail which doesn't have a particularly unique function in and of itself, so it is not able to become Tome. But as we've seen, there are a number of examples of nails that can become Tome, nails or small metal sticks, and the Mishnah gives a couple of other examples. Masmashis, Kinonis, Pesach, Nailboy, a metal nail or small metal stick, which somebody fixed, he formed and changed its shape such that he's able to use it to open or close a door. In a way to sort of pick a lock, Tomei, it can become Tomei, because now it has its own unique function, which is significant enough for it to be considered a kli. Also lishmira, however, a nail which is used for security, for guarding, we're referring to a case where somebody places some metal nails or a metal stick on the floor near to a door, such that when he returns after leaving that location, he'll know whether somebody entered that place or not, based on whether the nails have been moved or not. Such metal sticks, which are designated for that purpose, tohar, they cannot become tomei, because the nail or the metal piece is not actually doing anything. It's supposed to be there and remain in its place. It will be a sign for you whether something happened, but it's not actually doing something itself, and therefore it lacks that significance to be considered a kli. Masmer sheskinulis poseach boya esachovis, a third example, a nail which somebody formed, he changed its shape a little bit in order to be able to use it to open a barrel. As soon as he's changed the shape slightly, Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says that it's able to become Tomei. However, V'chachom Metarin, the Chachom says that it cannot become Tomei ad she'itzrafenu, until he heats it up to a very high temperature in order to harden that piece of metal, which is what a person who would use the metal for opening barrels would certainly do, in order that the metal won't break. So it's true that on a sort of temporary basis, he's able to use that metal to open barrels even without hardening it. But since he's bound to harden it anyway, so the Chachomim understand that it's considered to not yet be ready, and its process hasn't been completed, it's not considered to be a complete utensil until he goes ahead and heats it up in order to harden it. The next example of a metal stick which was used, and the Mishnah will discuss whether it can become Tomei or not, is one which was placed outside of a shop front. Often they would have small stores into which a person wasn't able to enter, but rather the shopkeeper, or in this case, which the Mishnah will discuss, the money changer would be sitting behind the window, would be sitting in this room, and there would be people queuing up outside, and they would talk and exchange with the money changer from outside through this window. And in the case of the Mishnah, the window was closed with some wooden planks, a sort of a frame of different wooden pieces stuck together. And when he would open up his shop, when he would be open for business, for money changing, he would use that same frame of wooden planks to actually be his counter, sort of his table on which he could place coins. So he would lower down that shutter, and it would rest on a vertical wooden plank, which was set fixed to the ground. And towards the top of that wooden plank, there would be a horizontal metal stick, which would also help to support this shutter that was lowered down and used as a kind of table. The Mishnah says, Masma shel shulchani, this metal stick, which is used by a money changer, which it's a horizontal stick, which goes at the top of this vertical wooden beam. Tohar, it cannot become tome, because since it's attached to the vertical wooden beam, which itself is fixed to the ground, so just like the wood is considered to be part of the ground, and it therefore cannot have the status of a kli that can become tome, so too this metal stick, which is attached to that. However, interestingly, Rabbi Tzadok with Tame, Rabbi Tzadok once again says that it can become tome, because occasionally the money changer would take that stick out and use it for other purposes, whatever he would want to do with a metal stick. So that although that wasn't its fixed designated purpose, since it was occasionally used for that as well, that's enough to allow it to become Tomei. Now, in the last couple of Mishnayos, we've seen three different arguments between the Chachomim and Rabbi Tzadok with regards to different kinds of nails and whether they can become Tomei or not. And the Mishnah summarizes those three cases. There are three cases where Rabbi Tzadok says that the nail can become Tomei, whereas the Chachomim say that it cannot become Tomei. And the Mishnah lists them in the opposite order, based on the most recent one, bring that first. Masma shel shulchani, a nail. And again, the nail is not necessarily literal, it means a metal stick, which was a bit larger than a nail. Or quite a bit larger, especially in this case, of the metal horizontal stick, which was used to support the table of the money changer. The orange lagoraisis, and the box, which was used by those who crushed beans. So the truth is that not all of the examples here are examples of nails. This is just a different case mentioned, which Rabbi Tzadok and the Chachom argue about. And the third case was once again to do with a metal nail, or Masma shel Even HaShoyis, a metal nail which was used as part of a sundial to tell the time. Rabbi Tzadok with Tamei, Rabbi Tzadok says in all of these cases that it can become Tamei, the Chachom Tarin, whereas the Chachom argue and they say that it will remain Tohar because it can never become Tamei. Mishnah Vav, since we mentioned three things that Rabbi Tzadok and the Chachom argue about with regards to items that can become Tomei, this Mishnah lists arba dvarim, four different items that Rabban Gamliel metame. Rabban Gamliel says that they can become Tomei, the Chachom metarin, and the Chachom say they cannot become Tomei. And the first example is one that we saw a couple of Mishnahs ago, kisui teni shel mateches shel balabatim, the cover of a teni, which is a kind of container, if that cover is made out of metal, and it's the type which is used by people at home, that's just a way of identifying what item we're talking about. So even though this is really considered to be something that doesn't have its own identity, it's totally secondary to the rest of the container, which is the main part of the kli. Nevertheless, since it can hold things, that gives it enough significance to be considered a kli in and of itself, according to Rabban Gamliel. But according to the Chachomim, that's totally not its main designated purpose, and therefore it cannot become Tomei, even though it's able to hold things. Number two, a tluy hamagridos. This is a kind of band, very similar to an elastic band, that was attached to the back of a brush used for scrubbing oneself when they bathe. According to Rabban Gamliel, this band makes it easier to hold the brush itself, and therefore it improves and helps in the actual functionality of the kli, and so it can become tomei. However, according to the Chachomim, its main designated purpose for which it was created and attached to the brush is in order to be able to hang the brush on a hook which was attached to the wall in the bathhouse, to be able to hang it there. That's the reason why it was attached to the back of this brush. The fact that it also helps to use the brush is not the reason why it was put there, and therefore we don't take that into account, and it cannot become Tomei. Number three, Vegolmei Kli Matreis, metal utensils which have almost been completed, and they are able to be used, but they have not yet been fully processed. For example, they haven't been polished, and the edges haven't been properly cut and smoothened. Since the item can still be used properly, according to Rabban Gamliel, it's able to become Tomei. But according to the Chachomim, especially for metal items, there's a very significant difference between the stage that they're in right now and the completed utensil once it will be fully processed. A large part of a metal item is its appearance. It's considered to be a very significant difference, and therefore it's not considered to be a complete utensil, even though technically speaking it can be used, and therefore it cannot be tamei. And fourthly and finally, the tavla shenecha kol shnayim, a tray which has a rim around it, which gets split into two, and we're not able to tell which half is larger. One of the halves is definitely larger, it can't be that they broke and split exactly in the middle. But we're not sure which one's larger. In such a case, according to Rabban Gamliel, they can both become tamei. We need to be strict out of doubt. We're not sure which one is the larger one, and therefore which is the larger one would have the same status as the full tray had originally, because the majority of that original tray still exists. And we're assuming that even though one of the sides doesn't have a rim now, it's still able to hold and contain things. However, according to the Chachomim, neither of the halves can become tamei, and we don't even need to be strict out of a doubt, because since neither of them is significantly larger, neither of them represents a significant majority of the original item, the chances are that the owner of that item is not even going to keep them, because it's true that each one is half of it, but that also means that each one of those two halves is lacking an entire half of the item. Each half is lacking a significant amount of that item, and as such, it's likely to just be thrown away anyway, and therefore it doesn't have enough significance to be considered a kli according to the Chachomim. That having been said, Umeidim Chachom Rabban Gamliel, the Chachom do agree with Rabban Gamliel, but Tavla Shnecha Kol Shnayim, with regards to a tray which has been split into two, and we're assumingly talking about some kind of wooden tray, a regular tray, and Echad Gadol Echad Katon, this time one of the pieces is larger, it represents the majority of the original tray, and one of the pieces is smaller. In that case, even the Chachom agree that Hashah Gadol Tomei, the larger half can become Tomei, because it's the majority of the original kli, it's considered to be, it has the same significance as the original kli. But of course, for Hakatan Tahar, the smaller half, the smaller piece cannot become tamei, because that certainly does not have the same significance as the original full tray.